Welcome to the Inside Look at Legal podcast, a podcast by lawyers and experienced litigators, bringing you an inside look at today's legal practices. Hosted by Keith Miller, Butler, Schneider, and Pollack. Learn more about the firm at www.arkattorneys.com. And now, let's begin today's Inside Look at Legal.
Welcome to this week's Inside Look at Legal. This week, I'm pleased that I have with me AJ Anglin. Welcome, AJ.
Hey, good to be here.
I appreciate you coming in, and I know that we've done a podcast, and we've talked about Siloam Springs and you opening our Siloam Springs office. We're real excited about that. How's it been going?
It's been going good. There's a lot of work, a lot of details to getting an office open, so it's been a learning experience.
That's terrific. Well, I had you come in because I wanted our listeners to know who you are a little bit. I want to get a little background. Of course, we know from previous podcasts, and people may not have heard that, but you grew up in Siloam to a certain extent. You spent the last, 32 years in Siloam Springs?
32 years now.
And that you're the newest member of our law firm. The one thing that I shared was you and I went to law school together.
We did. A long time ago.
A long time ago. You look, you age a lot better than I do. must be something in the water in Siloam. I'm sure it's not what we eat or drink or any of that.
It's the water source, definitely.
Okay. Well, I want to know a little bit about you. What's your wife's name, AJ?
Lorena.
And how long have you and Lorena been married?
You know, we've been married now 20 years. In fact, just a couple weeks ago, we celebrated our 20th wedding anniversary. So we got married on December 26th. So every time that we hit our wedding anniversary, we're always on a Christmas vacation. So we're always in a good situation where we can go out, and we're always generally in Panama because that's where she's from. She's from Panama, so that's when we go down and visit her family. And so we generally can go out and hit Panama City on our wedding anniversary. So 20 good years.
That's wonderful.
And we got two kids.
That's fantastic. Girls or boys?
I have a 13-year-old girl.
Yeah.
And a 10-year-old boy, and they both go to Siloam Springs Schools. They're very active in the sports, and so they're always on a different team depending on what season it is.
Well, let's tell the listeners a little bit about your background, because I find it so interesting, and I mean this sincerely. You know, when I got out of law school, I still remember, AJ, and you don't, I know, because I've asked you this before, but you and I were sitting in the law school in what then they called the non-smoking lounge. Remember the smoking lounge and the non-smoking lounge? And the smoking lounge was nice to hang out in, except it was smoky. You remember that?
I do.
I mean, that was kind of where people hung out, but it was smoky. We had to go out. It was just a nicer place, but we had to go out. Anyway, you and I are sitting in the non-smoking lounge. We may have been studying for the bar. We may have been just right before graduation. I just know that it was right around that time. And I said, and in fact, we were also waiting on another one of our classmates. And I said, well, what are you going to do? You know, I was still looking for a job at the time. And you told me I'm going to Jackson, Mississippi.
Well, I went down and I was working for a nonprofit organization that was more in a poor economic area, and they did legal services.
Okay, and where was that?
So it was near Jackson, but it was even a small rural community that people didn't have always the income to hire attorneys, and so legal services was an avenue that a lot of people used. And so I spent a few years doing family law and practicing in a legal services contract.
What led you to say, I mean, what was the name of the town? Do you remember?
It's Mendenhall.
Mendenhall. What led you to say, I want to go and do this and provide this service for people? What took you there?
Well, you know, I wasn't married. I had no children. And so that's kind of a common theme is before I had a wife and kids, I had a lot more flexibility to maybe not have to go out and earn money to support a family. I could just kind of go out and do what I wanted to do and experience the country.
Yeah.
And so it was just that time in my life. I realized back then that the ability to just do what I wanted to do, that time was a ticking.
Right.
And so that was just a situation where I decided this was something I wanted to experience. I just wanted to see a different part of the U.S., experience a different culture. So I went down there and did legal services work, and it was interesting, and I sure learned a lot, let me tell you.
Well, I just think, you know, for someone to say, I'm, because I know it wasn't for the money, right?
It was not for the money.
That you said at 23 years old, I'm going to go, and you were a servant to a great extent. I'm going to go and I'm going to provide the poorest of the poor, right?
It was, and it was actually a religious-based nonprofit.
Yeah.
And so it was a great experience, and I just met tremendous people down there.
Well, I just think that's wonderful. And then after that, you decided, I'm going to set this law degree aside, and I'm going to go serve the people in a different capacity. You came back home to Siloam, and you became a police officer.
And actually, while I was doing legal services, I switched over to law enforcement in Mississippi. And then once I had the opportunity, I actually came back to Siloam Springs specifically to be on the police department. And I used that degree in just a totally different capacity. It was not in the courtroom sense, but in terms of investigating cases and looking at whether there's probable cause or not probable cause. I used that law degree in probably a totally different way than anybody else that we went to law school with.
Yeah, for certain. And I think an incredible perspective that you brought to that job and an incredible perspective that that job gave you as a police officer.
Well, you know, you can crack open a law book, you can read case law, and you can read a case and learn what the law is, but there's more than just what the law is. There's the logistical end. There's the way things are done. And that's something that I have a perspective on because I know how crime scenes are worked. I know how the BAC machine is worked. I understand the importance.
Blood alcohol content.
The blood alcohol
for DWIs,
content.
Right.
I understand what the field sobriety tests are because I did them.
Well, you know how to talk to a police officer, too.
And that's as polite as you can.
Uh-huh. That's right. Drew Miller, I had in for a podcast, and one of the things I said, well, you know what? I was asking for advice on DWIs and this and that, and Drew says, well, first off, be respectful.
Great advice.
And last off, be respectful. So you know how to talk to police officers. You understand their perspective on things, rightly or wrongly at times, whether you agree with them or not. You always can understand where they're coming from because you've been in their shoes.
And they really do have to make instantaneous calls.
Mm-hmm.
Lawyers get the benefit of sitting back and reading a report and leaning back in their chair, being able to contemplate. Officers are out there on the street late at night. They don't know who they're dealing with, and they have to make a lot of quick decisions. And so it is totally different making an immediate decision and being an attorney and kind of getting back and able to crack a book open. Those are two different ways of having to view the law.
Well, let me ask you about that. You represent people that have been arrested now. That's what you do. And juvenile cases, both in adult cases, that's what you do now. You're on the other side of the fence. How does that help you in your job, your experience? How does that help you represent people? Does it help that you can talk to the officers?
It does. And having a rapport with an officer where I can call him up and say, hey, I want to talk to you about this case. And he doesn't just ask like the question, who are you?
Right.
I can call him up and I can just give him my first name. I can call up an officer and say, hey, this is AJ.
Right.
And I would say most of the time they just know who it is.
Right.
And it allows me to build that rapport, that respect, and be able to just talk to them and get their perspective and hear what they have to say and have an open line of communications. And so it's a great advantage for me because obviously there's a lot of new officers and a lot of new young officers that I maybe don't have that long-term relationship, but I do have, I would say, at least good relationships with all the major police departments in Benton County, and in fact, probably most of the police departments in Benton County. I would say I at least know one of the officers.
Right. And if you don't know them, when you get to visiting with them and they find out that you were on the streets for 7 years, well, they might listen to you a little different.
And they generally do.
Yeah. How long? So I mentioned that you were 7 years at Solemn Springs Police Department.
Yes. And I started out on the street, which means I worked the night shift just like everybody else did, which is actually a fun experience. After a few years, I did move into the detective unit.
Okay.
And so I got to do a lot more paperwork and a lot less driving around. But there was a lot to learn. There was a lot of work, a lot of detailed work. And that was one of the areas I'd say that I really was probably good at, is I'm very good at the details, being accurate, not just missing things. And that was one of my strengths as a detective, is that I really was thorough and tried to document things, good or bad. Sometimes it may not be good for the police officer's case, but if it was exculpatory, if it was something that might benefit the defendant in some way, or I run upon an alibi witness for the defendant, I would definitely always be documenting it and always making sure that I'm there to get the facts.
Right.
And so I spent 7 years, and then I literally on a Friday was driven home by the police, the chief of police.
Yeah.
Turned my gun and my badge in, and my car was now not mine anymore. So I remember on a Friday, Chief Gregory drove me home.
Yeah.
And on a Friday, and then I was basically unemployed for just 2 days, and on Monday I was at the Benton County Prosecutor's Office.
Is that right?
So I remember just going from a Friday to a Monday and switching from...
What made you want to switch?
Well, you know, and this kind of goes into what I was talking earlier. When I was not married and had no kids, I could just do what I wanted.
Right.
You get married, and the inside of your spouse and what your spouse maybe wants you to do and not do, and just from the fact of maybe, you know, safety... And looking at, you know, is this where I want to spend the next 20 years of my life? And, you know, when I have kids, I just decided after talking to my wife that it would be beneficial for me to maybe get off the streets and get in the courtroom. And my wife liked it because it was safer.
Right.
I also just felt like I had that law degree and I should put that to use in the courtroom. And so it was multiple decisions. It was actually... hard decision, because I loved being a police officer. I mean, once you're a police officer, that's always in your blood.
Yeah.
In the sense of you always feel like you're a police officer to an extent.
Right.
And because you're with that brotherhood. And so it was a tough decision, but it was the right decision. And it's just one of those things in life where it was just time for me to move into the courtroom.
Right. And so you did move in the courtroom. You went on to the prosecutor's office where in Benton County, where you were for 15 years.
Yeah, I don't think there's very many former prosecutors or current prosecutors, at least in Benton County, that can say they were at Benton County for 15 years.
How many different prosecutors did you work under, AJ?
I worked under Bob Balf.
Yeah.
Robin Green. Van Stone, Nathan Smith, and Jim Clark. So I was under, I guess you could say, three elected prosecutors,
right,
and then two appointed prosecutors by the governor. But I was there under five different prosecutors.
Well, that says a lot about you. Says that you can transition into different, because different people have different likes and dislikes, and obviously they all appreciated the job that you did, because you continue to have a job. And you did that, and you worked a lot, I know, in the last 3 years in juvenile court. And so obviously you have some kind of interest in children, you know, and your job as a juvenile prosecutor is not to throw kids away and or throw put kids in jail and throw away the key. You got a lot bigger job than that as a juvenile prosecutor. What was it that drew you to children, juvenile court?
Well, you know, I will say that I learned more about society. I learned more about Benton County and Northwest Arkansas working in the juvenile division. I think in those 4 years than I probably did in the 11 years I wasn't in there, because dealing with juveniles, you really learn what's going on out there.
Right.
And it's really surprising how much tougher it is to be a juvenile in today's world than it was when I was a juvenile. And so I learned an incredible amount. And, you know, it's basically the opposite of the adult criminal system. The adult criminal system has a lot of punishment and deterrent. And in the juvenile world, there is an element of punishment at times and of deterrence. But, you know, juvenile world is really about rehabilitation. I mean, you have kids that are between 10 and 18, and more of them on the 15, 16, 17-year-olds. But you have that 10, 18, and we know that that's when, if there's bad decision-making going on, that's the best time to correct that.
What was it that drew you finally to join our law firm?
I had been commuting for 15 years. I coach in Siloam Springs, a basketball team. I coach my son's soccer team. I go to all my daughter's sporting events. And so I have that element of I'm hooked into the sports world. But, you know, I'm not there during the day. I'm not necessarily going to lunch with my friends. I'm not with a group like Rotary or Kiwanis, because I can't drive from Bentonville back to Siloam back to work. So I just really felt like over time I was missing out on a lot of friendships I could build in Siloam. And I just wanted to be back in my hometown and spend more time there during the day. So this was just an opportunity when I talked to the law firm that if I could get an office in Siloam, then that would be a big impact for me, not just working in the Rogers office, but an office in Siloam. And that was it. I mean, when the firm said, yes, we will open up a firm in Siloam, then that was what hooked me.
Well, I tell you what, we're glad to have you. I know it's a loss for Benton County and for the prosecutor's office, but frankly, their loss is our gain. So we're glad to have you, AJ. We appreciate you coming in and showing us the confidence. You know, we've been doing this, Drew and I, for 23 years. I mean, Steve Butler, who I've been partners with him for 18 years. You know, there's a lot of people been around a long time, as you've seen by being in our office. But we're really glad to serve Northwest Arkansas now with you in Siloam Springs, and look forward to working with you for many years.
Well, thank you. I've spent now a few weeks just with all the attorneys in the office, and I can say I've been very impressed. It is a very bright group and a very dedicated group. I've been really impressed with just the dedication, the professionalism, the knowledge of all the attorneys in the office. So it's been a very, I guess, impressive experience for me to see how much knowledge and how well-prepared this firm is on all the different areas of law.
Thank you. Thanks for coming in.
All right. Thank you, Sean.
You've been listening to Inside Look at Legal with your hosts, Keith, Miller, Butler, Schneider, and Pollack. Learn more at www.arkattorneys.com.